4 years ago, Charlotte was ranked 50th out of 50 large American cities for economic mobility. Leaders have been working to improve the lives of those at the bottom of the income scale and to try to erase the city's low ranking. But it may be decades before we know if Charlotte's ranking has improved. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
For Charlotte, the news was startling to many.
Researchers from Stanford, Harvard, and UC Berkeley ranked Charlotte dead last.
Well, the city was 50 out of 50 in upward mobility. That is never going to change.
When we talk about economic mobility, and Mr. McCall referenced the Opportunity Task Force report.
Since the nationwide Harvard study on economic mobility, Charlotte's philanthropic and political leaders have mobilized. They want to build affordable housing, expand pre-K, improve childhood literacy, and raise the wages of public employees. But what's rarely, if ever, discussed is that Charlotte may never know if any of those things actually work, at least not in the way that the 2014 study was so definitive in determining Charlotte's problems. Brian Collier with the Foundation for the Carolinas, who's been working with local and national groups to understand economic mobility, says,
"The long-term answer we won't have for 30 years."
The Harvard study that ranked Charlotte 50 out of 50 was done on children born in 1980 and 1981. Collier says researchers have no plans to do a similar study on children born in the early 1990s and will instead wait to see how children fare who were born at the end of this decade. That won't be finished until the mid-2050s.
I don't really talk about the 50th of 50 thing anymore because I just believe that that was a point in time, and I honestly don't know that I believe that we're 50th of 50 in the country anymore.
He just wants the community to focus on underlying problems, since the ranking may not be erased in many of our lifetimes. But usually when there's a civic problem, there are ways to chart progress each month or each year. Think school test scores. But when dealing with economic mobility, local leaders have been trying to figure out what would make a difference with no way to actually know.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, what are the metrics?
That's at-large City Councilmember Julie Eiselt. She chairs the city's transportation committee and says she wants to make bus service more frequent to help low-income workers. Stephanie Krippa Cooper-Luter, who leads the local group Opportunity Insights, says the group is creating a dashboard of metrics that she hopes can help the city chart progress.
Some of it is going to be a more simple number, you know, like more simple kind of connection, you know, number of kids that are be served through the universal pre-K and the number that actually are served, but those kind of, that might be one.
But finding the specific things that drive mobility is difficult. The relationship between mobility and affordable housing is unclear, as many highly mobile cities are also the nation's least affordable, like Seattle and Los Angeles. Collier says having desegregated schools is important for mobility, but says it's difficult to quantify.
So a lot of people want to jump to the conclusion that, well, Charlotte once had this great model of integrated schools, and that's gone, and that's a reason why we're downwardly mobile.
But Collier says people forget that the children in the Harvard study attended CMS during the era of busing, which began in the early 1970s and continued throughout the 1980s. Researchers have found the students in the Harvard study attended desegregated schools in elementary and middle school, though by high school, Mecklenburg schools had begun to resort themselves by race. Collier has another theory, that it's not just enough to integrate a school, but administrators must make sure that classrooms are mixed as well.
Maybe the schools were integrated at the schoolhouse level, but at the classroom level, it was still highly segregated.
Meanwhile, Collier says his mind is always working to try and find out why Charlotte's poorest struggle to move up. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.